Now to the wing. Spur on the logo. Looking for the first score of the afternoon. Brings it back for Daniel Pierce, who takes the mark at centre-half forward. Oh, they're queuing up inside the 50. Walters takes the chest mark. 40 metres out directly in front. The Brisbane Lions had lots of numbers back, but none of them guarding that man.
Fremantle have shown their cards early. Every time they've taken a mark today, they've looked to play on. First it was Ballantyne. Zach Clark did it. Really good ball movement by Foot. And going inside 50 to Michael Walters. You just can't afford to leave him by himself in that front 50. Kicked four goals against Collingwood, and looks like he's going to get the first again today.
Almost put this in the book, except for the fact there is a bit of slipperiness about the footy in the opening few minutes. Shouldn't miss from there, though. 48 out, kicks and goals. Docker's on the board with the first.
Beams, his kick goes in the direction of McStain. He did well, took the mark, got in front of McFarlane. It's hard to do. Did well. Hand pass McStay off to Christensen. Now that is a...
That's it, Funky.
It's a deft little kick, isn't it? Off the outside of the boat. Oh, well, good mark by Taylor. That's the mark of the day so far by the little man for the Hyde Park Hotel. The North Perth friendly local. It's been redeveloped recently, last couple of years.
Good TAB there, I'm told.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'd know. 12 points to one.
Don't be unkind.
No, I'm not being unkind, but I reckon we've been in there a couple of times. Can have a couple of beers too, just adjacent to that, as Mark's been taken by Buick, West Australian boy, West Perth product, in the pocket, and he's going to have a ping on goal, Hayes.
Yes, his twin Sean plays down at South Fremantle, but again, quick ball movement in, and sometimes in these conditions, that's all you've got to do. But we've already seen from the big guys that you can take marks in these conditions. Tabernard's taken a couple of really good marks, and Daniel McStay took one against his opponent, Luke McFarlane, which is not easy to do.
Well, the Lions have had the last couple of shots on goal, so they're getting themselves back into the game, and he's finished it off well, Buick.
Kick went straight into the back there of Leicester. Lux of fortune, Pavlich, open goal, and slides it home. Just comes across by hand to Redden. He's got it at the 50. Now Leuenberger. Ample time, the big man, from the 50 to load up, go long, right to the goal line. It's been marked or a goal, doesn't matter. Fremantle's defence, where were you? It's a goal. Paparone's here. Oh, brilliant mark going back to the fight by Main. And on a day like today for the Hyde Park Hotel, that is a beauty. Centering ball's pretty good as well for Daniel Pierce. On the left, terrific kick to Subin. Didn't have to break stride. It opens up now. Oh, Subin's grabbed. Oh. He breaks the tackle. Looking for Walters. Finds him on the chest. Rich got lost far too easily. And a certain goal perhaps coming up for the Lions. For the Dockers, should I say.
Daniel Rich, not a natural defender. But Nick Subin. You do have to be aware of where the ball's coming from. Don't get too preoccupied with your man on that occasion. He got fixated on Walters. But a terrific kick from Clancy Pierce, or Daniel Pierce, I think it was. And then Nick Subin got caught, but he just pushed through it.
Yes, the coattails are being held onto.
It was Chris Main's first disposal, which started that chain.
Should be the second goal for the afternoon for Michael Walters. Coming off four against the Pies. The small forward's on fire. And there's another one on the board. Short ball just the 15, and he hits Leicester on the chest. 65 from home. We're down to 30 seconds. They might need a mark from this kick into the pocket. It's a wobbler. Sanderland's there. Ball comes to the front. Aish will even a free kick. Grabs it. Goes to ground. Drop the footy. Good chase on Hill. It's a throw. He'll be caught. It's going to be a Brisbane ball. They'll kick after the siren for the lead.
Aaron Sandland's in a good position there. Probably could have gone for the mark, but opted for the double fist. You've got to get that towards the boundary. Knocked it back into the corridor. Aish got the ball, and then a nice tackle there by...
Josh Green. And
Stephen Hill makes his first mistake.
18 goals for the year. You'd like his chances with the siren about to blow. 5 seconds. Green will kick the goal. He does, and they're in front. And that was a careless mistake inside defence, and the siren signifies it's a... 2-point lead to Brisbane, 3-2-20 to Fremantle, 3-18. And the Lions come together pretty comfortable with their work in that first quarter. All singles for them, while for Fremantle, Michael Walters has 2 goals. It's the Lions by 2 points. Could we have a boil over on the cards? 6PR is football.
Here we go, second quarter of play. Sanderland's up, knocks the ball down towards the... Oh, geez, Pierce, all right. He's been kicked in the face by his own man, or kneed in the face, and two Dockers are down. It's Docker down. Subin hops away. He's hurt, and Pierce has not got up yet, but I reckon if he does, he's going to have a very sore face. He's or neck. He's feeling his neck area now. So maybe it was. He's probably lucky that it didn't get him right fair square in the mush, Hayes. That was nasty stuff.
A big collision. 4 players involved. He slid in. which we don't like to see.
Is it his wrist that he's looking
at? Looks like Nick Subin has cleaned him up.
Oh, he has, right in the head. Yes. Look at that. Hard.
With his knee.
Inside 50 they go again. Huge pack, no mark. Main at the spill. Clark gathers. Comes to Pierce. Oh. Daniel Pierce! That's a ripping effort on his left. What a goal! And he puts the hand, the black armband, I'm sure, signifying for Phil Walsh. For ToyotaMaterialHandling.com.au.
Here's Lachie Neal kicking the ball to McFarlane. He's surrounded by lines. Oh, God, he was good at getting rid of it, though. Got it off the spur. He's got Main. Main's got Tabiner. Look at Tabby. Oh, look at Clark. Clark is drifting forward onto his chest. The big man runs to the goal square. No one in front of him. And boots it through the major opening. 5 goals to 3-0. That's a team goal. Goal of the round there for Toyota Material Handling.com.au. 5-1-31-3-2.
Well, Robinson's gone down by Sanderlands.
Free kick.
And a free kick will go to Robinson.
Push and shove.
Mundy's involved there. Fife's off the ground, by the way, so he's not involved in this skirmish.
No, but...
But Robinson, I'll tell you what, he's playing his role.
He certainly is, and the message has obviously gone out to the Fremantle players.
And a 50-metre penalty. Ballantyne crossed the mark, and now he'll be told all about it. This will be a goal to Brisbane. And Robinson will go to the top of the square. And Ballantyne put his hands to his face to signify that was my
mistake. Dane Beams, they're all getting into him, cacking on. In comes Subin. Oh, it's going to erupt, Skeet. I can feel it. There's a few dirty blokes. They're not in the mood today, these blokes. Some of them, Hayes.
Robinson, point-blank range. He's got the booze.
It's the result. He's doing
But he'll take the 6 points and head back to the centre square.
Clancy Pierce gets a kick in the last dying seconds of this match. The siren is going to sound as the Dockers on their attacking 50 can't get a score. And it was there for a lot of this game. And they struggle to get it through the major opening. 5-2-32 each of two. Brisbane Lions and the Fremantle Dockers playing in what is a difficult day here at Domain Stadium.
Surely to the top of the square is the best option. Goes more to the pocket. Oh, Mark's still been taken. Well, is that McStay who's managed to bob up? Left foot. The kick's on its way. The umpire likes it. The Brisbane Lions on Sunday afternoon footy are in front. Walters. Oh, Pavlich had a lot of it. Comes to Barlow. He snaps. The bounce is critical. It's there. Oh.
Fife. He is... Well, he's been... He's been decked. Fife has been decked on the wing. And everyone has had an eyeful, including our man Ben Cameron. It was won by Alex Pierce. Gave it to Mundy. Good kick for Main. And Main stretching has taken a mark on his chest with 27 seconds left on the clock. Clock ticking down. So this could be the last play of the quarter. He looks like he's now going to go back and mark his line and take his time down to 15 seconds.
Tough shot from here. He missed one earlier, went right. Going to kick from about 48 metres out.
The siren will sound as he's walking in, I reckon. There's 5 seconds left. He'll start his walk and the siren will sound. He's on his way in. So more attention is now paid to the mark. The main kick is not bad. It's not got the journey, though. And in the end, nothing is added to the scoreboard. 6-5-41, play 6-2-38. It's a three-point lead to the Fremantle Dockers at three-quarter time. 2 goals to Walters, 1 to Barlow, Pavlich, Zach Clark and Daniel Pierce. And for Brisbane, 2 to Leuenberger, 1 to McStay, Buick, Green and Mitch Robinson. It's three-quarter time here on 6PR3, AW5AA footy. This is 6PR football.
Fife with him, Robinson, comes to Duffield. Around his body, 60 out. Paparone, well, a sliding effort, dropped the mark. Now there's a problem. Fremantle a chance. Pavlich off a step, bounces it through. Oh, the skipper with something special. And the Dockers kick clear at the start of the last.
It's thrown up. Sandlins, Leuenberger. Leuenberger won the tap. He's had the battle of the centre duel today. 47 hit-outs to 37. So he's certainly done some good work, Leuenberger. Looks a lot better when he's running around in the ruck. Stephen Martin absence today. Walters is tackled. Picked up by Pierce. Pierce, a floater. Oh, that's a goal of the day right there. Goal of the day for ToyotaMaterialHandling.com.au. And Fremantle, all of a sudden, have broken the game wide open. Zorko has won possession. Gave it off to Christensen. Back to Zorko. Now to Beams. Through the middle. He loops one up a little bit too high for his teammate there. And it's been turned over. Dockers, Barlow, Duffield, handballs. Back then to teammate Hill, who started with a flurry. Gone a little bit quiet, Hilly. after a fast start. He's now only had 15 possessions. He had 8 of those in the first 15 minutes.
10 in the first quarter.
Yeah. So the ball is...